Belinda and Little Tiger Group present this unabridged recording of Roar of the Hungry Beast, Dreamweavers, Book 2, written by Annabelle Sami and read by Xenia Starr. I step into the void and a few seconds later feel myself being sucked through the portal before landing in Nina's dream. It's a valley in her hometown, Chitral. Nina, where are you? A voice calls back, echoing through the valley. I'm down by the river, to your right. I scan the valley below me and spot Nina, a tiny figure by the sparkling water. A tingle of excitement runs through my veins. Time to dreamweave. I thought we could continue practicing creating organic matter, Nina says, once I reach her. You were getting really quick last time. I try not to sigh. I know I need to learn basic things like creating flowers and rocks, but I really want to learn something more exciting, like how to make myself giant or create a herd of tap dancing elephants, or most of all, how to fly like Nina can. I shake off my attitude and focus on the task at hand. Like Mum always says, you have to learn to walk before you can run. I hold out a hand and concentrate, creating organic matter. So, is that a pepperoni pizza? Nina giggles. I nod triumphantly and take a big bite. The cheese is extra stretchy, just how I like it. I hand Nina a slice and she takes a bite, but immediately spits it out. What's wrong? I gasp. Well, my slice is made of cardboard. She holds it up, and indeed, the cheese and pepperoni are balanced on a piece of soggy cardboard. I groan. How did I mess that up? Don't worry, Tito. You did really well, Nina reassures me. It's all good practice, and at least half of the pizza was dough. Here. Nina holds her hand out, and a huge pizza with all the toppings appears, floating just above her palm and spinning slowly. I sit down heavily on a tree stump nearby. What? Nina says, narrowing her eyes. The pizza pops out of existence. It's just... You can fly, Nina. You can make two big silver wings and flap about in the air, I say, waving my arms for added effect. I can't even make a pizza. I don't flap, I glide, Nina winks. But then she sits next to me and pats my shoulder. I've had more practice than you, that's all. And you can't force it. Let it come naturally. I nod, but I still have a sinking feeling in my stomach. Nina is so powerful that I don't believe she had to practice that hard. But there's something else I don't tell her. I don't want to learn how to fly just because it's fun. I want to be the strongest dreamweaver I can be to help protect her. To protect everyone against the boot.